Press that on.
Can you get sauce?
I wonder if you can get it.
Lo yamush for gone?
Oh!
Tikkun Hamidus, whether you take it from Kabbalistic Tikkunim to Pashut Pirkei Avos, not so Pashut, but it's a time to fix it up. But why doesn't the Torah say anything about Midos? From Bereishis to Dvarim, nothing. You can learn Midos from the Avos stories. Where is Midos in the Torah? And according to the Shittas that say Mitzvos, the Mitzvah of Emunah, is not min haTorah. Where is Emuna min haTorah? But the Teretz is, and let's read from the Shvili Pinchas, quoting Rav Chaim Vital and Shai Kedusha. Madua lo nizkar b'Torah shetzarch lesaken hamidos. Says, ein hamidos mechlal hatar yag mitzvos. You're not going to find midos in Tayag Mitzvos. Amnam hin hakavanos eikarios el Tayag Mitzvos b'kiyumam u'bitulam. If you want to get anywhere in Tayag Mitzvos, that's where it's at. Emuna, midos, it's as the way the Shri Pinchas says, ki tikun hamidos hu yesod v'lifnei kol mitzvos Torah, ki b'li tikun hamidos eif shel lekayem mitzvos. And then he goes on to say even further, Nimsa ki yoser tsarich lizar mimidos rals. More than you're careful, yosem in akiyam hamitzos ase losase. More than you're careful about mitzos ase losase, be careful about midos. Ki bioso bal midos tovos benekel yekayim kol hamitzos. What about simcha? Doesn't say simcha in tayag mitzos either. But if you're not besimcha, you're not doing tayag mitzos. And if you are besimcha, you are doing tayag mitzos. Im Kain, with that, we come to tonight's Beis HaMusar, Heilige Chabura, and we asked a couple of the Chevra to share some inyanim with us, and here we go.
Okay. Rishus Harav. So one of the Kinyanei Torah that we mentioned in Pirkei Avos is No Seba Olam Chavero. So that's, I guess, translated as sharing your friend's burden. So I guess, what does that mean exactly, and how does it relate to Torah? So, just something that's related to it is that the Chida comments on V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, the mitzvah, which is very much connected to Nosei Bo'olam Chavero, that what's the reason? I mean, granted, it's a very nice thing to do V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, but what's the reason? So you can say that if I myself want to do all Tariq mitzvahs, it's virtually impossible, because I'm not a girl, I'm not a Kohen, I'm not this, I'm not that. So the only way for it to be considered as if I'm, you know, doing all Tariq Mitzvahs is if I love all Klal Yisrael, and we're all considered one goof, one person. So and if I care about, you know, I share his burden, I share his pain and his simcha. In that way, we could all be considered one goof, and it's as if I'm part of the greater goof, and I did all Tariq Mitzvahs. So that's one nice time, one reason why it's good to do V'ahavtal Rechavocha and No Sebel and Chavero. So the question is, how is it connected to Torah? So I guess it's a nice midah, but how does that help your Torah learning? So the Medrash Shmuel explains, No Sebo'im Chavero, that it's you have to be patient with someone, even if they're not necessarily the most pleasant person. You have to be patient with them and you know, make sure you have the patience to retain a relationship with someone. And I guess, and you could say that's the same thing with Torah. You need patience. It doesn't take, it's not, you know, a very... It doesn't come easy, so but you need to put in you have to have patience in order to be Masdech in Torah, just like you need to have patience with your friends. Additionally, there's a story that I probably told a couple of you, but I think it's very nice, and it can bring, you know, explain No Sibon Chabero, that the Yid HaKadosh once sent his Talmud, the Rav Simcha Bunim from Shitzchah, and he told him that you need to go to a place which is a few towns over, it's a considerable distance. So he went, you know, he went with his, he didn't know why, but he went with a few Talmidim, and it was nighttime, so they needed a place to stay in that place that was far away. So they found a nice man to host them, and they also asked for a meal, because they needed to eat, it was nighttime. So he said, I have food for you, but it's only meat, not dairy. Then they went on to ask him, is it salted correctly, is it shechted correctly, is it you know Mahadri, not Rabbanu, you know it's all the they're badgering with all these questions, and then some beggar heard this conversation. He came up to them and said, "You care so much about what goes into your mouth, you don't care really what comes out of your mouth." So I think this is showing, and then Rav Simcha Bunim knew why he was sent there to learn this lesson. They have to care about, you know, it's just because you're eating kosher, you're doing all the right mitzvahs and learning Torah, it's nothing without caring about what you're doing to other people. So in that way you have to Torah is connected. Torah is nothing without how you act to people and share their burden. And just one I guess video I saw recently, just to practically bring it home, is that I saw a video of a guy who's a homeless guy who's sitting on the side of the street or something. And a few guys just come sit next to him, take out their guitars, start playing, and a whole crowd starts gathering around him, and then you see people putting in their coins, and this guy feels like a real person, And after they finish playing their music, they take the coins that they collected and they hand it right to him. So that's, I think, that epitomized to me Nosei Be'ol Mechavero. And hopefully, I guess, if we hopefully excel in this Mida, we could be Matzneach in our learning and Torah.
Sure. Giddy, you up?
I guess so. Don't answer. All right, so Shus Harav, Kol Misum Kam. Thank you for this moment, for allowing me to share Torah with all of you. Big time schos. So the Mida that I'm going to concentrate on, Donnie, as I said, we're concentrating on the 48 Kinyan Torah in the last parak of Pirkei Avos, which there's a shem many of the minhag of doing, and then about a week from now, because it's minhag from Pesach to Shavuos to go through Pirkei Avos. So the one that I chose, which was spoke to me a lot, was Shimush Chachamim. And it reminded me, actually, of an earlier Mishnah in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, which says, basically that you should be like, drink from what they've got, you know, and stand at the dust of their feet. And it's hard, and like, how does that connect again to what I was saying earlier? So the Maimon that I was explaining, that the Shimush Chachamim, right? So that you have to like serve the Talmid Chachamim. So I was thinking that, you know, like, most, thank God we're in YU, and we're Torah Shalom, and the opportunity, you know, Baruch Hashem, to the past, to have been around many Gedolei Torah, and still YU to be around many Gedolei Torah. And I'm actually graduating in 3 weeks, but one thing I learned over here is that, and Torah Shalom, which taught me that carry on to being here, is that you have to take advantage of all the time I'm coming here, you know how big of a schus it is, you know, doing the same basis with Schechter, and Willig and Rechman and Talmud of Rechman, all of those things actually. Take advantage of every moment when you can ask them questions, when you can and be mishamish them. You know, like what this Mida is saying. You know, to that Shimush Chachamim. You know, if they tell you, it's like you want to get them a drink. You know, if you want to like help walk with them home from a tish. You know. One of your BAM asks you to do a favor, you know, like to print something out or something, you know, take advantage of that, you know, and you can learn a lot. We're speaking about Midos, and Baruch Hashem, most of the BAM have been very, very excellent Midos, you know, like maybe if they live in the Heights, go to them for Shabbos, you know, try and go to them for a Shabbos, you know, see how they function with their family, you know, like see how they can be a role model for Mirzo Hashem when you build your own family, what type of values you want to have. I mean, obviously, like along with your own family's values, you got very strong Torah Rajman too, but even more so for Talmud Chachamim. And hopefully we'll take this lesson and Donnie's lessons and everyone else who's speaking tonight, his lessons, and use them to help us be talking our own Midos for the rest of our lives, going forward to the Kal Torah in a few weeks, and into the Gula Shlomo. Amen.
So the Mida that I'm actually talking about tonight is another. I think it's a really good choice because I spent a lot of time this past year learning about it because I really had two fundamental questions about another. So the first question was, which I asked Rabbi Ifra, is, you know, what is another? So there's a machlokas between the Netziv and the Rabachal, Misil Sesharm and Emek Adavar. Is anava a shvilus, like thinking yourself is nothing, like glam, I love, like, no, it's not me, like whatever? Or is anava knowing your place, but knowing that Hashem gave it to you, so don't go around, like, you know, boasting having something that's not yours? So I guess you can pick and choose what you feel anava is and how you connect to it the most. But that was my first question. My second question is, the ideal anava, like the most, you know, humble person, does he know he's an anava? Because the whole, you know, because if you know you're an anav, so I always thought that it might be a little bit of acting. And, like, I feel like it's just such a hard mida to acquire because our nature is to love kavod and, to like the attention and to, like, you know, being sought after. So those were my two questions. I actually spent a lot of time learning the Maral on it and then Orcha Tzadikim. So I'm glad I can speak about this. So my first part of this is how to find true anava, like the tohoku kiboro. Because I know Rabbi Balsam from DRS, he always liked to make the call. There are a lot of people who kind of just like fake their anava. There's always like that person in class who gets a 95 on a test. Like, oh no, I should have studied. Like, I'm so dumb, whatever. And, like, everyone's like, oh no, you're so smart. And they're like, no, stop it. But you're like, nah, you know, bring it. And, like, there are a lot of people with that, like, that's fake anava. Now we just had the, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein just passed away, and I was listening to a lot of his hesbedim. And one of the things that they point out is that, you know, he turned down the so-called Malchus of YU to go to Israel. And I think that shows a true aspect of Nava, because it's not like, you know, you're just accepting an award, but like when someone's introducing you, you kind of just keep a straight face. Like, he actively said, like, no, I don't want all this covered, I don't want all this attention, I just want to, you know, expand Torah in Israel. So I think one of the ways that you can see a Nava is by doing something that, you know, a normal person would want for a kavod and turning it down. So whether it be in a shev al taseh or a kum va'aseh way of just kind of parting from those situations. And just the other aspect of a nava is that Leah the Maral talks about this. Used to be earlier in Shabbat, I thought it was really cool to memorize Gemara, so I'm going to quote your line of Gemara, but I don't normally know Gemara. But there's a Gemara in Bava Kama which says, In sheikh chavracha karicha chamra ukva legavicha mush, which basically means if your friend calls you a donkey, so take the saddle and wear it. So I thought it was a really cool gemara, and the Maral explains it. And it's open to interpretation, but the whole message is if your friend calls you a donkey, if your friend insults you in any way, so just kind of just take the insult and just bear it. Don't just make excuses. Don't say, oh, it's because of this, it's because of that, but kind of just accept it, even if it's not so spot on, and even if it might be an exaggeration, but just to hold it in. So I think what we can see from these two sides is basically where anava comes from is, like all midos, is self-control. So that's something that we want, something that we desire. The more we control ourselves from it, the more, I think, over time, the more lishma it comes. So hopefully with that mida, and the more we can part from this taking credit for what Hashem gave us, hopefully with that mida we can come to greater heights in Torah.
It's just my two Musar Chavrusas, Zachary and Don Steinberg. The Ramban says that the days between Pesach and Shavuos are Yom Simcha, that they're considered Chol HaMoed. The obvious question is this year by Rari Lewitz, DRS, and he asked a few other questions that really didn't make a lot of sense, and the questions were valid, but it was based off of things that may not have made sense. So why then do we instill and infiltrate these days of Yom Simcha with Hilchos Avelus and pounding out halachas of Avelus? It may not be as chamor as the 3 weeks, but there is definitely, during Sfiras HaOmer, a time of Avelus. So Rav Ari Leibowitz said he once heard from Rav Shai Schechter, who quoted a Mechilta in Parshas Yisro, that said that Nebuchadnezzar once compared us to a lamb or a sheep. Why? Because there's some scientific makeup within a sheep that if one organ is hit, the whole body feels it. So speaking about what Donnie was speaking about, having this idea of Ahavas Yisrael and Vahavdil Reich Kamocha and being Mekayim that. The reason why I wanted to speak about this is because just during reading week and during finals, you know, at least for me, like maybe others can relate to this as well, it's probably the most selfish time of the year for you. Because the moment you wake up until when you go to sleep at night, all you're thinking about and your entire day is planned out is how every second I can use and manage for myself so that I can get good grades and everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, it throughout this week, it starts to trickle down into your personality. At least, you know, for me and maybe others as well, that you become like everything is about you, and everything is about you, and you're in the zone, as people say. I'm in the zone, you know, during reading weekend finals. So that when you're, you know, walking down the street, your friend says, you like, you can't. You need to run, get lunch, and then come back to the library and make sure you're there from the moment it opens to the moment it closes, and that's it. If your mom calls you and you're in the library, and you know, on the fourth floor, like, you know, you say, I can't talk, Mom. How could you call me? You know, because everything is infused with, you know, just caring about yourself. So I think that to answer, I don't know if I remember if I answered the question about why this is Yomei Simcha, why we infiltrate Hilchos Avelos with Yomei Simcha, is because it was such a tragic loss for us that so many Talmidei Chachamim were died during this time, that even though that it's Yomei Simcha and even though it's our time to enjoy, we still have to feel, we have to be part of that lamb, feel the, you know, feel the rest of Klal Yisrael, and make sure that we're not just thinking about ourselves. So too during this week, we should be, you know, Dovik to Kadosh Baruch Hu 52 weeks out of the year, not 51.
So I'm going to speak about Emunas Chachamim. I will try not to step on Giddy's toes, maybe a little bit. Give me.
Okay, they're
very
intact.
So. Yeah. Okay, so first of all, why is Emunas Chachamim so important? What is it? Why is it so important? And why is it one of the Kinyanei Torah? I mean, why do you need to believe in Chachamim in order to be Kohen of the Torah? If you learn the whole Torah, if you know everything, are you not Kohen? Why do you need to have this mida of believing in the Chachamim in order to be Kohen of the Torah? So first of all, there's a Gemara in Sukkah and Chav Ches Mid Aleph that Rabbi Blavatsky likes to quote. So the Gemara says like this. They asked Rabbi Eliezer 30 kashas on Hilchos Sukkah. And he told them, there are two mandamers in the Gemara, whether he told them he'll answer 12 or 18, but he said, I'll answer a certain portion of them, because that amount I heard from my Rebbe, and the others I didn't hear from my Rebbe. So then the Gemara, so then they asked him, you know, like, you can't, you know the halachas, like, why can't you just say? So he answers, are you trying to make me say something that I didn't hear from my Rebbe? And then he goes, he lists a whole list of chumras and hakpadas that his Rebbe had, which he follows. He wouldn't walk Dalai Lama's without learning Torah. He wouldn't learn Torah in filthy places. Whole list of things. One of them is that he wouldn't say something that he would never say something that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. So the question is, why didn't he just say that one thing? I would only say some things that I heard from my Rebbe, and that's it. Just tell them that and move on, and they'll understand why he can only tell them 12 or 18 halachas. So the Marsha, he says that all of the things on this list, one of them was no one would get to the Beis Medrash before or after him. All the things on this list are things that ensured that Rabbi Eliezer, that no one else, if Rabbi Eliezer didn't hear the halachas, no one else heard the halachas. So him not saying the halachas because he didn't hear from his Rebbe, the point of the Gemara is that it shows us the tamimus of our Masorah, how perfect our Masorah is. That throughout the doors, throughout in Chazal, the ones who, they understood Torah more perfectly than we could ever imagine, and yet they would only say things that they heard from the Rebbe. Why? Because that's what came from Har Sinai, that's what came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the source for Emunas Chachamim in terms of the Torah itself. What about nowadays? Why do we have to have Emunas Chachamim with the Chachamim nowadays, who says that they're like Chazal? Why do we have to do that? And again, why is it one of the Kinyanei HaTorah? So the Gemara in Ksubis and Kafir Aleph from Abayis says the Gemara has a drush that says that Amei Aretz are not they're not Zochet Tzchias Mesim. So one of the Amoraim is it's crazy, how could that be? So another Amora says back to him, don't worry, I found them in Eitzah. The Pasuk says I forgot exactly the Pasuk, but it's talking about Dvekas Hashem. And it says that the way that they'll be davuk to Hashem is by either supporting Talmidei Chachamim, marrying off their daughters to Talmidei Chachamim, or doing business for a Talmud Chacham. And that's in place of Dveikus B'Hashem, and by being davuk to Hashem, they'll be able to have Tchias Meisim, because through that Dveikus B'Hashem, and by supporting the Torah, they will have acquired Or Torah, Okay, I guess I'm trying to really understand it, but so that's one Gemara, and then the Mesilas Yesharim, which Zach showed me, says in the third parak in Zahirus that's the famous mashal of the maze where he says that when you're going through a maze, you have absolutely no idea how to get through. But if someone's sitting from the top, or someone who's gone through it and can see exactly how it works, they can tell you what to do. So he says so too with the people nowadays who have been Moshe B'Yitzram, that they've gotten over their Yetzirah, they've fought through these things. So they're the ones that can give us Eitzas. They're the ones that can help us through life. So the Yesod from these two pieces, the Gemara and the Mesilas Yesharim, is that our path in Torah, and the only way for us to grow in terms of Torah, is through the Talmidei Chachamim, whether it's by getting Eitzas from them, whether it's by whether it's supporting them and being Kona the Torah literally through them. The only way the only way to be Kona Torah and to grow is through the Talmidei Chachamim. And just to step on Gidi's toes, because I said I would, that by being around the Tzaddikim and the Talmidei Chachamim, so we're able to pick up from them the ways to act, and by doing that, we'll become Kalim that are Rowi for the Torah to accept the Torah, and that'll help us be Mekabel, have Kabbalah Satorah.
Okay, I was deciding to mute Derech Eretz and mute Tanud and Achila, so I'm happy I picked mute Derech Eretz, because like last week also we spoke on it. So I'm talking about mute Derech Eretz. So the Master Vitri writes that normally we think of mute as a negative thing, that we should have less of this, less of that, and I'll speak about that, but the Master Vitri says that what does mute Derech Eretz mean? It means that you have to have Derech Eretz, you have to get a job, you have to work, and the only way to acquire Torah is by getting a job. So Baruch Hashem, I think we're in YU, we're Mekinda with all Yidurim, we're good with that one. So the other half of it is the negative. Miut Derech Eretz, not that we should have it, but even when we have it, we should maybe downgrade it a little bit. So I heard Shir Rabbi Reis, who was giving the Shir on the Kirin Torah, he said that everyone likes to partner this part of the Kirin Torah, so the other one that says, in Kemach in Torah. But everyone forgets the second half, Main Torah in Kemach. So what does that mean? What's Peshat? Main Torah in Kemach. So he said that when he was a lawyer, so he was a lawyer for a number of years, and he said that the Kemach didn't taste sweet to him, didn't feel good. And he said that, you know, we work to make a living, that's the word to use, make a living, but the actual life, Kemachin Baruch Yemein, was Torah. So we could spend all of our life making a living to live, but we're not actually living. And Rabbi Victor Miller said that learning Musar is learning how to live, and learning Bava Kamma is living. Same thing about having a job and having a parnasa, so that is a way to live. It's a way that you're finding a way how to live. But you're actually living is learning and doing mitzvah. So the mashal, I think a good mashal is that someone plans a trip for years and years, he's saving up money, he's planning a trip, and he's booking hotels and doing this and doing that. And then the day finally comes and he doesn't go on the trip. So the friends ask him, what happened? Why didn't you go on the trip? He said, I just planned it. I didn't want to actually go on the trip. I was planning it for years. So too, so we make up on us and we're working, but then we don't have the next part. We're not actually learning, so what are we doing? We're using our whole life just to learn how to live, and then we're not actually living. So that's one point. Second point, I heard a story about Rabbi Steinman. He said he was in the mirror, I think it was in the mirror, he didn't say where, but so he first came to Eretz Yisrael, so he had a chavrusa, and whenever he would show up late, he would have different reasons. My kid was sick, I had to fix this in my apartment, and the guy said to him, I think he was courting the Rosh Yeshiva Nosson Tzvi, and he said that you can have all the tainus you want while you weren't here on time at Seder, but to become Talmid Chacham, tainus don't matter. If you want to become Talmid Chacham, if you want to learn Shas, if you want to learn everything, you can have all the tainus you want. They can be valid tainus. You have to get a job and you have to go to school. To become Talmid Chacham, so you have to learn it. You're not going to know the Mishnah, you're not going to know the Gemara after sitting down and learning. I remember the first Shabbos I got here, Yitzhak Cohen, I was walking back with him from lunch at his house, and he said, when you go to Shemayim, you know, and they're going to ask you, why don't you finish Shas? So going to YU is not going to be a good answer. So that's why I start off in YU, Baruch Hashem. But it's also true. So we have all these tainas. We're so busy with a quote-unquote making a living, we actually have to live. And I heard a story about one of the Gedolim, I think it was Rav Schwab, that when he was getting older, so he was 70 or 80 years old, and all of a sudden he added a new Seder to his day of learning, which probably was very intense anyway, and he entered a new Seder, he was 75, 80 years old, whatever it was, and his family asked him, you know, normally people when they get older, they learn less. Why are you learning more? So he said, you know, I'm not doing well, I'm going to be Nifter soon, maybe, and I'm a big Bechino, and I get to Shemayim, I got to study now. So we're in reading week now, and we have finals coming up,
But I think that the next 100 years of our life is going to be one long reading week. And we go up to Shemayim, so we're going to have a Bechina that might be a little bit harder than the finals we're having now. So this week and the rest of the week, rest of the year, rest of our lives, we should be Zochet, a bunch of meals we put into studying and trying to remember information for our finals coming up next week, which all do well. The next 100 years, our reading week for the Bechina and Shemayim, so we should also study for, and the Mirta Shem, which we Zochet to do very well in that Bechina also.
Okay, so I'm keeping my eye on time. You guys all speak so beautifully, which is why we should be zochet to hear everybody speak. You know, everyone has the nekuda that they have, and nobody else has. So please let me know when you're going to use zaka the chabura. I'll drive in to hear you. I'll bring food for you, just to be machazik the chabura. I'm going to take the momentum from Gidi's Shimush Rachamim and Yoni's Amunas Rachamim and tell you that the Hasidim are the ones that have this going in a big way. Yesiv Shalom Chelek Aleph in the Chelek on Chasidus itself. This is as Chasidish as it gets. Amud Shin Aleph quotes the Baal Shem Tov. Ein Adam Magia L'Shlemus Pnimius Avodas Hashem Bali His Kashrus the Rav. There's no way to get there without a Rebbe. Why is that? So first he explains how Pisod, which we'll try and understand. Everything in this world was created in a way of Mashpia and Mekabel. For instance, the ground is going to grow. How is it going to grow? From the Shefa of from Shemayim. The rain coming down is what is the Mashpia to the Mekabel of the ground. Animals work the same way to give birth to an animal. There's the Zachar and the Keva. Humans work the same way. So it says in the Sefer Shalom that in Olamos Elyonim, to create Shefa and Or and Heilige things, you need the Mashpia and the Mekabel, and in the Olam Aruchnias, that's just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to be Nolad, you want to be Mechadesh, so it's Al Yedei, Mashpia Makabel, from Rebbe to Talmud. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Hashpa into this world through what they call Neshamos Klolios. Some people, they have a Neshama, that's Klolios, however exactly you want to define it, but we can understand Al Yedei Mashal, that when you come to a tree, If you want the leaves to grow, you're not going to water every single leaf, I hope. You're going to go to the roots, and you're going to water the roots. And the roots, on the day of the roots, is the shefa of the water is going to come in and give chias to all the leaves. So this is the way the shefa, one of the ways that the shefa from Shemayim comes through a tzaddik, a Talmid Chacham, like they once said about a gadol, someone who has a big ani, that their ani encompasses everybody else. And that way we could be Yone Kedusha, Ayde the Tzadikim. And this is how he answers the question of where does the emuna come into emunas chacham? Either the person is a talmid chacham and a tzaddik, and there's what to do with that person, or there's not. He says there's an emuna that even if the person, you know that they're a talmid chacham, they're a tzaddik, but that you know that there's a certain hashpa, that they're makabel from Shemayim, and even so, in Mibavat Tzeis HaShabbos Kodesh, why do you go to the Rebbe's Tish? I always wait to get up to that section, like, why do you go to the Rebbe's Tish? And there's a lot of different answers. One of them is, we know you could be Mechen Achanas Gashmias, right? We know we have whatever number of people coming here, so we, you know, speak about how many people are going to be there. We make that Hachana. Tzadikim have an ability, they're so connected to Olma Ruchnias, that they could be Mechen Hachanas Ruchnias for those around them. We could even feel it. You could see a Tzadik's radiance. You walked into Rav Nosson Tzvi, currently you walk into Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you know, you go to Heiliger Tzadikim, and there's Hashpa there, just detects an emuna. Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdo. Pirkei Avos, Gidi, have a misabik be'afar ragleihem. Sit there by their feet, even if they don't speak, says the Nesiv Hashem. There's a Hashpa, just by sitting there. Of course, better it shows to B'Tzamah as Devreim. What they're saying, you could be kolit that too, but even if you're not there, even pasha to yidin, could sit by a tzaddik and be kolit ashpa v'hevei mis'avik b'afar agleihem. Gemara in Erevin says that Rebbe says about himself, if I was sitting in front of Rebbe Meir at the shir, because he apparently had a seat back there, and he saw Rebbe Meir, the back of Rebbe Meir's head, he said, if I was sitting in front, I would be so much greater. What's Pshat? He heard everything, every single word, all the information he heard, but there's all types of Pshat in the Gemara in Erevin, you'd give him a base, that there's an or. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with an or. Pass that to Yeshua. There's an or that's going on, that if you're not in front, I think of Chaim Shmulevitz, somebody has an arichas on this, that he would have been mekabel the shefa from his face. So he comes down to three levels. One, Aseh Lecha Rav is for information. You have the sun. The sun provides us with light. We have no kesher to the sun. So that is Aseh Lecha Rav. You could have a Rebbe, provide you with a lot of information, but there's nothing beyond that. It's good. Number two, is kashrus is to be connected, which is better. But he says you could have two things that are connected, right? Like these two pieces of wood on the table are connected, but they have no anything. No, they're not yonic one from the other. And finally, he says the best of the best is dveikus to be davuk. How do we davuk b'shchina? I think somebody mentioned you davuk to talmidei chacham, and Ali did that. You davuk to shchina. Same thing with the tree. You wouldn't look at a tree and say that the tree is connected, the branches are connected to the tree. They're hainu hach. They're getting their yonik from the tree. They become a chelik of the tree mamish. So that's the dveikus in being yonik. Just to make one example, try and make it a little more practical, is if you've ever been to Emunas Yisrael in Borough Park, Rav Moshe Wolfson, the mashkiach there, the only way to describe it is al pi hamashkiach Yachanu, Valpia Mashkiach is so good. If you're asking, we can go on. But I'll just say one other word that I was by. I still go to Rav Shlomo Lazer, who has been by Rav Moshe Wolfson for I think now 45 years. He says he remembers running to his shir 45 years ago. He could tell you at the Leil Shabbos Suda. He's the Balkor over there. He could tell you at the Leil Shabbos Suda every single vart that Rav Wolfson's going to say on the parsha. He can tell you every single joke he's going to make at the Shevet Achim, every story that Shaykh Yortzeit that week, he knows all of the information already. It's not, if you go to the Shal Shittis, so there's a translator. The translator looks in the Emunas Yitecha from 15 years ago, because the Mashkiach told him he's going to say over that piece. Rav Lazer, 45 years, the translator, he could just read the piece because it's not the Pshat. I spoke to somebody from Emunas Yisrael today in Shereshah Beis Medrash to try and make sure that this was correct, what I saw. He said that this is so beyond the information, and it is so much about the hashpa of being by Wolfson, being by the tzaddik, being kolate, that you know they'll laugh at the same joke, they'll figure out how he said it differently this time, last time. Alei lo yibol, that even the sichas chulin of talmidei chachamim is tricha lima, that dveikus and yenika, you walk into Emunas Yisrael, perhaps it's you know out of any place I've ever been to. Their mom, like every single corner of that building has the Mashkiach stamp on it. And every conversation has a memer from the Mashkiach in it. Fine. Even more Lamaisa, as his clock strikes the light. It's not only about learning what to do, because we can get that from Sfarim, but we have Rebbeim, which are beyond the Sfarim, they tell us how to do it. They can do things begadla samoch and pashas emor. It says, Lahazir gedolim al ketanim. So the Nolan Melech says there's times of godless hamochin where we have clarity. The guy's coming from Eretz Yisrael, we just want to hug you because you have that still. And we're already clouded. We're perhaps in katnis hamochin, in things that we think are big but they're really small. And the things that are small which are really big. So we have those times of godless. Tzadikim, talmidei chachamim. Like I heard Rav Friedman say about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein this week that he had one reality in his life, the Ribono Shel Olam. That's godless hamochin, and every single thing he does is going to be through the channel of godless hamochin. Being by a tzaddik is not only knowing his information, it's being kolate, seeing his godless, but not godless that's, you know, way beyond. Godless, and how did he say a bracha of a godless? How did he daven a godless? How did he have a conversation in the street of a godless? Everything with the clarity of shivisa Hashem, lifnei Hashem tamim. Number two, they set us straight, and never had a good pshat, and I never had a pshat that was miyashiv alev in the following pasuk and chazal until this afternoon from Shlomo Mordechai Stein. Parsha Shoftim, Yud Zayin, Yud Aleph. Lo sosur min adova she'agidu l'cha yaminu smol. Don't go away from whatever the chachamim tell you, right or left. Says Rashi, maybe one of the most famous, afilu omen l'cha yamin shu smol. He tells you that your right is your left. Val small show your min, and he says your left is your right. Valde, you could speak. We three of us could speak about Shimush and Amos Chacham the whole day, and not understand this Chazal. But I could look across Shmuel, and I could say Shmuel, which is your right side, and you'll show us right. I'll say no, that's your left side. It's right. It's left. It's right. The word is, it takes another perspective. Meaning, a Talmud Chacham is not telling you, no, you're wrong. He's telling you, from my perspective, that is the left. And you come to the Talmud Chacham and say, this is so important. I'm going to drop everything for this. I'm going to make my life goals that. And he's going to say, that's small. That's not your life goal. Take something big. And you'll try and tell him, no, this is Iker, and I'll tell him it's Tuffel, and you say it's godless and it's kindness. That's Pshat. They're just gonna have a different perspective. That's Lo Sosur Min Advarim Min Usmol. So as somebody else said, we should have Siyata Deshmaya that we're trying to become Kalim here, to be collate the Halig Torah, which the Gra says we'd have no Shaykhs to, had we not learned it before we came into this world. But certainly we have to patch up before we get to this Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah to be ra'oi for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, like we said from Chaim Vital, and like we had no Sibol M'chavero, Shimon Shachomim, Anovo, Avos Yisrael, Monez Chachomim. And it's very Harif, I forgot. Oh, Miyot Derech Eretz. So we shall have Avishu Bizocha. I'll just tell you one more thing, and anyone who can't stay for the last Nigun is fine. Next Thursday night, I had this idea, which I think is out of this world. So we're going to go, since YU finishes before Shavuos, from what I hear, we can go as a Chabura. I spoke to Rabbi Katzenstein, there's Shiv Yishuv Gadol in the Five Towns. We'll go there for second Seder, we can learn the Beis Medrash, we can have a private Beis Medrash, we can have a private Shmooz with him at the end of Seder, then we'll make a Geshmak, a dinner, somewhere in the area. Rabbi Waxman speaks that night in the Five Towns. It's one of the most amazing things that happens on American soil. Trust me. It's the first time I went last year. He speaks more Harif than Zach. He does a gramen at the end about the Halakha Torah, and then they have live music. After that, we can go to Sheyashiv for night Seder, and then until 11:30 of Steinwurzel Mishmar at Sheyashiv. I think it's going to be the greatest day of our lives. So, with that, we will hopefully see you then.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who has helped out. Our leader, Daniel Sachs, and Donnie Kaplan, who was going there to Israel, and a lot of people helped out along the way. So hopefully we'll be mechazik in the future together. This time I actually have a trip with Rambam tomorrow.